For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Tammy Larson had just finished a pickup of food from the Baxter Menards Tuesday afternoon.
Menards has been doing a food drive in the month of October, so we're picking up like week three of that. There'll be a little bit more for us to pick up at the end of the month. We got a big drop-off from Grand Casino. They were doing a food drive just coincidentally also in the month of October, so that was a big thing.
She's the director of the Lakes Area Food Shelf in Pequot Lakes. The No Barrier Shelf recently announced plans to open a second location to serve Brainerd and Baxter. The area needs more access to food, and Northern Minnesota nonprofits are feeling the weight of food insecurity amid a challenging economy, changes to important federal programs, and the government shutdown.
The food banks are struggling because of the USDA cuts to get the food that they have before. So we have tremendously less food to pick from for ordering for our monthly orders from Second Harvest Northland. And that's challenging enough, right?
But like many food shelves, Lakes Area is also seeing more and more families. A year ago, Larson says they served about 150 to 180 families a week. This year, it's closer to 180 to 200. And a couple of weeks ago, they had 225 families come in.
Two Wednesdays ago, we had 9 new families. Last Wednesday, we had 15 new families. So those numbers are just unprecedented.
The recent uncertainty around SNAP benefits adds yet another layer. That's what's been on Kutaska Executive Director Marta Kerrigan's mind.
I think some of it is really right in front of us and people are really aware of it. I think the layers and the ripples worry me because I don't think that people have really felt the impact of those yet. There's families sitting across from us that are in distress and it's really hard to see. Sorry, I probably get a little emotional here, but and I worry for my staff because that takes a toll on them too, to be wanting to help people and not have all of the resources or answers or things that people need.
The timing of this uncertainty only amplifies it. That's really the best word for it, uncertainty. Our economic outlook is unclear, but it doesn't feel great. Who knows when the government shutdown will end? Federal funding for long-running programs is up in the air, and it's all happening as temperatures drop in Minnesota. Energy assistance funds that families rely on for heating are expecting to be delayed by at least a month and not start until late November. The holidays are another compounding factor.
November is like Thanksgiving, which is a holiday like very centered around food. And so on top of people not being able to meet their like regular needs for like weekday meals and dinners, the closer we get to Thanksgiving, the more pressure there will be on individuals and families to meet those societal expectations of what should be happening.
But both Kerrigan and Larson have seen their communities coming together to meet the need. Kerrigan says that looks a little different everywhere. Typically, monetary donations are better for food shelves because they get better wholesale prices than the average person. But Kuchiching County organizations say food donations are better for them right now.
It's good for people to kind of source out and figure out what is my community need that I can do.
Kerrigan says she hopes through all this, the community has learned more about food insecurity.
And about ways that we can continue to support that, even after some of the more obvious part of the crisis has passed. Because those things are going to continue to exist, especially in rural communities.
To do our part, KAXE News has compiled a list of food resources for Northern Minnesota. But we need your help keeping that list updated. We also need you to help us amplify our community's voices. Share yours by emailing news@kaxe.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.